Good morning, witches. This is the Witch Daily Show, coming to you from New Orleans, with host Tanya Brown. Our episodes span about 20 minutes long to give you just a little pop of magic. So, tune in, take a deep breath, and enjoy. Good morning. It is May 26th, 2022. It is Thursday. I am Tanya, and this is the Witch Daily Show. Today's episode is brought to you by Chiffon Duncan. So let's get your day going with a little magic. Our quote of the day is, "She remembered who she was and changed the game," by Lalal Delia. So, we are not doing tea right now. I'm shaking up our tea line. So, news will be coming out about that soon. But until then, let's move into some headlines. This comes to us from TheGuardian.com. "Prejudice that led to witch hunts still affect women today," says historian. This was written by Toby Thomas. So, Lisa Worsley, whose BBC TV series focuses on powerless people, says women continue to bear the brunt of men's rage. Prejudices that led to witch hunts hundreds of years ago have not disappeared, and women still are on the receiving end of men's anger, a leading historian has said. Writing in the Radio Times, Lucy Worsley, a historian and author, said, quote, "Although we like to think we're better than the people who hunted witches, witch hunting still happens in some parts of the world today," unquote. The prejudices that led to witch hunts in the 16th and 17th century continues to exist, and women, especially outspoken ones, were still targeted by men, she says. Quote, "The prejudices that led to witch hunts haven't completely disappeared. It's still the case that women, especially odd-seeming mouthy ones, often feel the anger of the men whose hackles they raise. Today, ever so many people, but perhaps women in particular, feel a sense of kinship with our ancestors who were persecuted in this way. Anyone who has ever been put down as a, quote, difficult woman, hears a distant echo in the past." The historian's four-part series, Lucy Worsley Investigates, takes a closer look at the experience of people who, quote, lacked power in the past, unquote, with one such example being Agnes Sampson, a Scottish witch who was accused of being a witch and burned at the stake in 1591. So, yeah, I mean, this isn't a big surprise, right? We know that people, witchcraft tends to pull in people who feel powerless, right? And if you look at the people who identify as witches, you will see most of them are people who lack some sort of power in society, right? Now, of course, that's not all the time. There's always going to be outliers in that, but overwhelmingly, you will see that. And I think it's very, very fascinating, and it's kind of a call to this. It's just very interesting. All right, I'm going to throw this over to our moon correspondent, and then after this break, we will talk more.
Hello to all of my astro friends. This is Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, coming at you with your daily moon mantra for Thursday, May 26th. The waning crescent moon continues to put up a passionate fight in Aries today. Here, the moon conjuncts Venus and squares Pluto. The Venus-Pluto square is likely pulling up the rocks of our relationships and throwing light on all the things we were hoping had gone away. It's time to face these things. With so much Aries energy flying around, it's very likely that this will cause a pretty big fight, but it doesn't have to. Now that you know that these contentious energies are about, try to move at a more deliberate pace. When you see these emotions bubbling up from the surface, take your own time with them before presenting them to someone else. If your partner, friend, or family member seems short with you, understand that it's more of a reflection of these energies than their feelings for you. Overall, this day will require patience and loads of it. Your daily moon mantra is, patience is not a virtue, it's an achievement. This has been your daily moon mantra with Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, signing off and reminding you that you are in charge of your own destiny.
This episode is brought to you by Chiffon Duncan Illustration. The artist behind the Witch Daily Oracle is now offering prints and cards at shifdraws.com/shop. SIOBH draws.com/shop. And just for our coven of listeners, use code WITCH at checkout for 15% off your order. Be sure to follow along on Instagram and TikTok at Shuff Draws for more spellbinding sketches. All right, so we have a question from one of our listeners, Bree Lippincott. Bree asks, does anyone know any good books or courses for trying to start working with spirits? So, I love this. There are a few I can recommend, and I will try to put them on witchpod.com. But one is The Witch's Book of the Dead by Christian Day. That was my first book on spirit work, and I really, really loved it. The second book is Magical Mediumship by Danielle Dion. We had her on the podcast. I think she is super incredible. So those are the two I would recommend for getting started with spirit work. There's another one that was recommended to me. I haven't had the opportunity to dig into it, but they really seem to like it, and I did order it. So let me try to find that real quick on my Amazon. All right, let's see. Hang on, I'm almost found it. Let's see. Give me one more second. No dead air. Okay. I think this is it. Yes. Communing with Spirits, The Magical Practice of Necromancy by John Hansen. I haven't gotten to it yet, but I heard it's very good. So I hope that helps. Let's see what someone else said. Savannah responded and says, I've been searching for an answer to this question too. I recently bookmarked a link. It's about spirit guides, and it goes into details about spirits. Six types of spirit guides and how to communicate with them. I'll also link to this as well. And I'm a big fan of also erinpavlina.com. She is a Christian medium, so you do have to kind of interact with some Christian ideas. But her blog has been going for years and years and years and years and years. It's a wealth of information. All right, so let's see, where are we at? Journal prompts. What is our journal prompt today? If you could know anything, what would it be? Mysteries, languages, information. So I have two answers to this. One's a little bit more serious and one's a little bit more fun. So I've said this before. I would love to know languages. Like, I would love to know. I would love to be able to communicate with anybody at any time. I don't know why I think this is so cool, but I love the idea that I could just speak any language. I could go to any country, any place, and communicate with anybody. I've always loved that idea. It just seems cool. I don't know. I just like that's kind of like one of my little fantasies is that I could speak any language. So there's that one. But in terms of mysteries, okay, so I consume a lot of true crime. Like I can't help it. It's just something I can't explain why, but I just do. And I used to watch Unsolved Mysteries as a kid, which I think a lot of us did. And I had been watching it recently a few years ago, and most of Unsolved Mysteries is really old, right? Like they're old cases. So almost all of them, when you watch it today, will have a bump bump update. And I love the bump bump update. And it's like, here's a crime, but it's okay, we solved it. And I loved that. Now, sometimes when you get used to the bump bump update and there is none, it's soul crushing. So, like, there was one, I'll never forget. There was one. So, this is probably airing in like the late 80s, early 90s. And there was one of like this woman on a train who like handed her baby to someone to hold. And then there was hubbub. And this was like in like the 40s or something. And there was hubbub. And like she lost the person and the baby. It was something like that. And basically they were like, we're just trying to find our baby. And this is, I think, the 40s. So this person's already like 50. This baby's probably already like 50 years old by the time this is airing. And there was no bump bump update. And I was devastated because I knew by now that person who the baby probably wasn't even alive anymore, much less the people who like were searching for him. I mean, he still could be, but odds are low. And I was very devastated by that. So I also listen to a lot of true crime podcasts, and I listen to a lot where people just are missing. Like people are just missing. People are just like there's one story of this guy who was in college, and he was driving home a few hours to like see his parents, and then at some point they just stopped hearing from him, and they found his car, and they just never found him. And like those devastate me to such a level I can't even like express. So, what I think would be cool, I would love to know like what happened to all of the missing children, like children who are missing, whose parents like just want to know where they are, what happened to them. I would love if like just that information could be out there because those just crush me to such a level. So that's what I would know. I would either know every language so I can talk to anyone, or I would like to know what has happened to everybody's missing children. All right, so we have a card pull today. Moving from kind of heavy and dark, I am sorry, I did not anticipate that. I'm telling you, these journal prompts aren't always sunshine and rainbows, you know? Moving on to our card pull today, our card is Rain from the Witch Daily Oracle deck. And let me find Rain. Let's see. Ooh, this was contributed by Nike Lavelle, and Rain is all about a rough patch, turbulence, and stress. Timing about a week. Yes or no, it is a no. When it rains, it pours. Things are about to get a little rough, so hang in there. Skies may not seem bright, and things may feel overwhelming, but knowing it's coming will give you the strength to get through. The only way to get over it is to get through it, and you're not alone. Turn to your support system. For a love reading, you're out of sync with your love life. Career reading, you may feel you're doing everything wrong. Health reading, things may feel hopeless, but there is a light at the end of the tunnel. All right, so what am I doing? I am pulling up our Leslie Nopism. I want to give a shout out to listener Brianna Nibs. Brianna, you avant-garde perfect vampire slayer. I also want to give a shout out to listener Rebecca. Rebecca, you charming, opulent sunfish. And finally, Amanda Wilson. Amanda, you fair, tenacious, newborn baby. Thank you three so much for being Patreon supporters. I really appreciate you. And that's all I've got for you today. Don't forget any books, decks, headline sources, anything we've referenced today can be found at witchpod.com or our episode description. And we will talk again tomorrow.
Witches, we hope you have a wonderful day, full of joy and gentleness and confidence. Links for this week's episodes, our website, Patreon, along with a free daily card pull can be found at witchpod.com. One stop for everything we talk about. Now, take one more deep breath and have a great day.